Good morning, friends. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Tuesday morning, September. Here we go into a new month on Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller on Wintershall Road in Valley City. Brazil's environmental authorities announced a major operation that seized about 7,000 illegal head of cattle late last week in the Amazon. The government also issued fines to several ranchers and slaughterhouses, including JBS NV, the world's largest meat supplier. Nearly a quarter of Brazil's beef exports to the U.S. come from slaughterhouses located next to areas where illegal deforestation is rampant. One of the companies authorized to export beef from the Amazon is JBS, which began trading on the New York Stock Exchange in June, despite opposition from environmentalists. This week, Brazil's environmental agency, known as IBAMA, fined the meat packers $75,000 for allegedly purchasing 810 head of cattle raised on land previously embargoed due to illegal deforestation. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has authorized the start of a process to retaliate against the 50% U.S. tariffs. And according to Brazil's vice president, Bloomberg reports the U.S. government was formally notified of the decision Friday. Brazil's Chamber of Foreign Trade now has up to 30 days to analyze the U.S. tariffs and determine whether they fall under the reciprocity law passed by Brazil's Congress earlier this year. There's continued evidence that we may once again experience low water levels on the lower Mississippi River this fall. The prospects for restricted barge transportation this fall may come as a surprise for many, given the healthy amounts of rainfall throughout much of the Midwest. However, the spigot has mostly been turned off throughout August, particularly in states that feed into the Ohio River, which feeds the Mississippi. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 60% of the water volume on the Mississippi River south of Cairo, Illinois, is provided by the Ohio River. From disease to drought, the 2025 crop has been thrown a curveball late in the season. It is also pushing the crop to mature quicker. And with the USDA currently projecting a record yield and crop, many analysts say the U.S. crop is likely going backwards in terms of yield. That doesn't necessarily mean USDA will cut yield projections next month. USDA's August crop production report showed a record high U.S. corn yield projection, 188.8 bushels per acre, and a record high soybean yield estimate, 53.6. But southern rust could take a big bite out of the U.S. corn crop this year. In severe cases, southern rust can wipe out 45% of the yield potential in a field, according to the Crop Protection Network. I'll be right back with a check of morning markets on Inside Agriculture.